devil's the devil, worshipping horses, sex, human sacrifices, cannibalism, candles and exorcism, animals having sex with them, camels, mammals and rabbits, but I don't get into that, I kick the habit, I just beat you to death with weapons that eat through the flesh, and I never eat you unless the fucking meat looks fresh. I got a lion in my pocket, I'm lying, I got a nine in my pocket, and baby I'm just dying, the cock of me's ready for war, I'm ready for war, I got machetes and swords for any faggot that said he was raw. My Uzi's heavy as yours, yeah you met me before, I just didn't have as large an arsenal of weapons before. Marshal, step in the door, I lay your head on the floor, with your body spread on the bedspread, red on the wall, red on the ceiling, red on the floor, get a new whore, met on the second, red on the third, then she's dead on the fourth, I'm dead wrong.
Welcome to Shut Up Cincinnati! This is episode 29. Hey guys.
You know what? Except for that little gukka at the end, it's the same fucking intro pretty much every time.
Was that Krusty the Krab?
I don't know what it was, but that I added a gukka. I mean,
no, it was good. It was different. Hey, welcome everybody. Episode 29. Special guest in the studio today is our man Keyshawn.
Yes, sir.
That's how they say hello.
Yes, sir. Hey,
yes, sir. I
either
like
that
it.
Or
like
what
it.
Up.
What up works. I like what up.
Yeah.
I like what up.
So, hey, it's episode 29. We're live on Facebook. Remember, we'll be on YouTube, and we're asking right now for more subscriptions. We need 100 subscribers to get our own channel. So even if you're not a viewer normally, get your ass on there and crunch the subscribe button.
Yeah, we need 30 more. We've gained like 40 or so in the last 2 days. So,
oh, it's big.
If you have done that, thank you. That's awesome. It helps us. If you haven't done that, you're getting close to a go fuck yourself, but I'm going to give you a little while longer because I need you, man. Just be a pal. All right? That's all I'm asking.
And just to let you know, you're probably still going to get a go fuck yourself on one of the topics.
Yeah.
But we still want you to subscribe.
No, yeah.
Yeah, we'll still give you a go fuck yourself, though. So what's going on, man?
Nothing. The bars are open. Have you been barring? I know my boy here, Keyshawn, is a fucking regular out there on the night scene in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So you went out the first night.
Had to.
How was it?
Thick as shit.
Thick as shit as in how?
Thick. I'm talking, it was motherfuckers everywhere.
Oh yeah. I'm sure.
It was packed.
Well, Keyshawn and I drove by down Vine Street on our way here today, These fucking people were, it was like a Santa Claus convention. Everybody was sitting on each other's lap. There was no fucking social distancing at all.
Exactly. They threw that shit.
Everybody was packed in there. They said they were going to close fucking streets. That didn't happen. Everybody was on top of each other. And I was listening to the radio, and they said they're sending groups of fucking people out to nail these fucking bars that aren't obeying the rules. So these people are just going to fuck
themselves.
Aren't
they actually doing it, though? He was out there last night. Was there cops out there?
No, there was not.
And I'm sure, I know the banks, it was probably loaded with cops. They weren't doing shit. Yeah. They're just hanging out in the corners doing
what they
normally
cars.
Do.
In their cars. No, they were in a car.
Well, they specifically said tonight on these little task force things.
Well,
and they're not local cops. These are state of Ohio people.
I think it's because they saw the pictures and stuff all from last night.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I mean, I've seen a lot of them on social media, and it looked packed. I mean, it looked like a normal fucking Saturday night.
It did, didn't
it? So, I mean, I don't blame people to a certain extent, but a lot of you motherfuckers are going to come down with the old cove.
The old Rona.
You're going to get the Rona.
You know what, though? They're not going to get it anymore. More than fucking 3 weeks ago, I was at fucking Kroger and Walmart, and people were in there with 10 kids, and nobody gives a fuck. But you still can't buy a mask.
No, my wife gets a new mask $20. Like every other day, so I don't know.
Where does she buy those?
Actually, you know, I know exactly where you can buy a mask. You know, back in the day, at the barbershops and shit, where they had all the bootleg DVDs and shit like that?
Yeah.
Well, nowadays, there's two black guys that hang outside this grocery store down the street.
Mask on one side, DVDs on the other side. It's just that
I thought you got your Poetic Justice shirt at the barbershop. I thought that's where you're going with.
Well, that also.
But anyways.
Sneakers.
There's two black dudes with a set up down the street in Mount Washington selling their masks. They have
selling
like
just, fucking masks.
Yeah, selling masks like you would the old bootleg DVDs back in the day.
What I thought about is since I can't find a fucking mask, doing what we talked about last week and going buying a pair of those used panties off the internet, stretching those over my fucking face. There'd probably be just as much filter there. Plus, I get a little chon-chon smell.
I'd appreciate
while I'm,
that.
Breathing.
Even if they're not used, that really makes me want to go buy some panties.
Oh, no.
Just some fresh, clean ones.
If I was going to buy a pair of those used panties, I would tell the girl, hey, put those panties on, go out and mow the fucking lawn and mulch your garden and shit, and then send them to me in a Ziploc bag. I want some stank in it.
I don't. I'd like some,
yeah, you're on your own with
I'd
that
like
one,
some freshly freshly squeezed panties that
if
are
I'm, if I'm gonna
fine.
Buy used underwear, they better the smell like chone. You know what I'm saying?
I could definitely see Chris being like Bane.
And it's going to the higher
Yeah.
You, you wouldn't merely let me, I'll be the let first me put guy the panties in history, on my face. I'll be the first guy in history to ask for a fucking refund. There's not enough puss smell in these things. I want a fucking refund. I think these are new. I don't think you wore these fuckers at all. And I want my money back. There's no hair on the butt seam. There's nothing.
Yeah, I've been raw dogging it more and more.
Have you?
I barely ever wear the mask. I just I'm out and about, and
nobody else is. What's
I haven't
fucking
got
difference?
The cove, but I'm still not going to the bar packed fucking asses to elbows. You know what
well,
I mean?
Why
like,
not
I
though, man?
Because
you
I
gotta live your life.
But my life never was there. So I mean, yeah.
But you know
easy.
What?
It's so
I
much
agree,
easier
I
for
agree,
me to say I didn't
agree.
Go to the bar
I,
when the
I would
when the
go
cove
to the
wasn't
bar.
There.
I so. Want to go right, to the bar right. If they follow those fucking rules. If the tables are really 5 or 6 feet apart, man, I'm down. I'm
It'd
there.
It'd be like the Party Source today, though. I had They're to wait not. Out in line for fucking like 20 minutes to go in. They can only have so many people, and people don't leave bars like they do liquor stores.
No.
You know what I mean? So you imagine the line That's and how long that would last. I tell you, you'd feel like the fucking fat kid at the club way back in the day when they go, come on, this you in?
Just you in.
You in? You, hold on, chubby.
Hey there. Hey there.
Hey, Titch McGee,
right,
you got to
right.
have to wait a while. We're at capacity.
Yeah, we're at capacity, and you count for two. So,
well, I'm itching to go out. Everybody is. I'm fucking dying to go out and get a fucking drunk on with other people.
Right, right.
But, you know, if they obeyed the rules, and hey, I don't want to be right next to some dude who's fucking coughing and shit, but if you're 3 or 4 feet apart, I'm good with it. I don't have it by now. You know what I'm saying? Everything's going back to normal. People are getting their fucking hair cut. People are getting tattoos. Shit's open. Yeah. And if you drive around, you see that nobody's fucking, it's like nothing ever happened. It's
yeah,
fucking packed out.
Yeah.
But the funniest part about that is I went to get my hair cut yesterday.
Oh, you were that guy.
I mean, I was that guy. But I hit my barber up a little too late, and he put me on speakerphone in the whole barbershop.
To be fair,
was
you.
Like, this motherfucker don't watch the news. I'm like, no, I don't watch the news.
Of course you don't watch
I'm
the news.
I'm a little late to.
And you do look horrible thing. Without a good haircut.
Hey, that's a fact.
Like, there's something I, about you. It goes bad quick for you. So I know
oh,
how
you
that
got,
it does, man. I keep my shit thoroughly groomed. Goddamn.
You got a little fro going under there?
It's like LeBron James
fro,
back in like
fro,
2005.
Well, no, he just went to the barber yesterday, he said.
Oh, you did get a cut. How
oh,
long
no,
did you wait in
I
line?
I called my barber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he harassed me on speakerphone, so we ain't going to talk about him.
Oh, so he just made fun of you for calling on the day they opened?
Yeah. Yeah, he just...
He's like, who the fuck do you think you are?
Yeah.
Omar Epps? I ain't getting you in here.
All of this to say, call back tomorrow. And I was like, fuck you, dude. And then, yeah.
Yeah, but that's why we go to black barbershops. Because that sounds like a good time inside and outside.
It is, man.
All right? And that's what I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, but you ever know, you ever been, I mean, I've been to a black barbershop with a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And those motherfuckers take 45 minutes to cut your hair. They're precise with those mm-hmm. fucking trimmers.
And that's,
it ain't like super cuts or great clips where you go in, you get out.
And still $20.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, you want lines here. I mean, these guys are fucking quiet and careful. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Hey. That's why you
takes
go.
Takes forever.
That's why you
I go to Great Clips and they say, hey, what do you want? number three, get this shit over with. Get me
you
out of here.
You can't wait? You can't wait for a good clip?
I honestly believe all black barbers can do surgery. Yeah, this motherfucker's got the most steady hands. You can't convince me otherwise. You really can't. The most steady hands in the world has come from barbers.
Now, they can't cut the top, though.
So now in the white guy world, it's ages 35 to 45 guys with tattoos. Those are becoming the new black barbers for the white people.
That's me.
Because you go to them. That's not you.
Right, right.
But anyways, that's how you see it. And they do the same kind of cuts, but they actually know how to do white people hair on the top also. Like, we can't go to a black barbershop unless we have black hair. They're specialists. All
right? You're right, because the last time I seen a white guy walk into my barbershop, he pulled out a credit card. That was the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life. Like, everybody was looking around
card?
Like, what the fuck are you going to do with this credit card, motherfucker? Where the cash at?
Credit card.
There's three ATMs around here. Go there and come back. Leave your shoes here, and then when you come back, you can have your shoes, and then we'll take care of that.
Leave your fucking Jordans here.
Yeah.
And when you come back with the cash, you can have your shoes back.
Fuck yeah.
It's like a Mexican jail going to a black barbershop with a credit card.
Hey, don't do it. Get the cash first, people.
I've always tried to get Keyshawn to go to Great Clips with me, though, and he won't do it.
I can't do it, man.
Just
you know why you should? I'll tell you why you should. At the Great Clips by my house, and I always go there because they do a good job and all that.
No,
all the girls that work there are black girls.
No, but you can't cheat and go to that Great Clips. I'm talking about East Side Great Clips. You don't see black people.
Oh no, Eastside! He's
trying to get me with the white.
Yeah,
the white
I want the lady that gets. He sits down and just looks confused. And shit, yeah. You know what I mean?
All the stylists
and
are wearing
just
a shirt.
Looking my hair like this the whole fucking time.
And then
like,
she tries to give him a bowl cut or something.
And you ever wonder why all those girls
that's
are named
fact.
Arian?
Looking for like a fruit bowl on my head or something.
I mean,
because
when I go to Great Clips, I literally sit down and I say, "Cut my hair." And they go, "What do you mean?" Oh, yeah, I'm like, no, just cut my hair. I don't give a shit. Cut my hair. I want to shorten.
You got the little Superman Superman flip going tonight,
this,
man.
This is the wife.
You do, man.
She did the hair. Do I look good? I'm a beautiful man. You know, it's just you're going to have to get used to it. You have to stare at me.
You're the guy
constantly.
I pet. You're the guy I walk by in Kroger and my son's with me. And when I see you, I grab his hand, pull him real close. You're that fucking guy. Hey, son, some people you stay away from, some you don't.
But all this just proves that barbers are underpaid.
Are they?
Like, have you tried to cut your own hair during this time?
I've been doing it the whole fucking time.
Well, I can see that.
I know you can.
I was going to say, but
I'm not a professional.
I tried once and my shit was fucked up. And I was ashamed.
But it's like Jason said, when he got that fucking mohawk, it's like you're under fucking lockdown. You ain't going anywhere. Your hair's going to grow back. Who gives a fuck? Give it your best shot. Try
well,
it.
Well, you say that about until that. You I just walk really past your care. Own reflection in the mirror, and that shit is fucked up.
Yeah, but I do that when I walk by my mirror naked. I'm like, put your shirt on.
Yeah, I already got so much to criticize myself. I don't care about my hair. Like, that's my last worry.
Right.
How much do you tip for a haircut?
I tip. My standard tip for something like that's around $4 or $5, I guess.
My standard's that. $5.
My standard's $5 also.
I will.
How much are you paying for a haircut?
Mine's $13 at Great Clips.
How much will you? How high will you pay for a haircut?
Right now, $1,000.
Hey, that's a fact.
No, I mean I used to go to this one girl that I worked with for 1, a long 000. Time. I went to this one girl and she worked at a fucking salon, but I wanted to patronize my friend. She was $20, and I did that for about a year. I said, you know, this it looks the fucking same as it did when I went to fucking Great Clips, so I ain't paying 20 no more. Gotta love it.
I was paying 20 or 25 when my last haircut. I don't remember which
one.
Yeah,
that's what
I'm
paying.
And then I tipped 5. Or
oh,
I tipped 10
way,
the first time, then 5.
She hasn't fucked me since. I quit coming to a barbershop. Hadn't fucked me one time since.
What's the highest you'll pay for a haircut, Jay?
I don't want to go over $30. And that's with tip. Like, you know, I'll pay 25 plus 5 if it's, you know.
See, I get my shit
really
done.
I'll pay 50. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Really?
You pay
really? Bucks?
I'll pay 50.
Like including 50? Tip?
That's with a tip. So.
Oh, that's with a
yeah,
tip.
Yeah, but that's with a tip.
That
so
one time, that one time
right
you
now.
Showed up at work with the little braids, that shit's expensive.
Yeah, it is.
Right? To get that shit done? Yeah.
That's not including a haircut.
No, but I'm
so
saying
that's
if, you,
a haircut
if you go in and
top
say,
of
give
that.
Me the little braids, you're gonna walk out with $100, right?
Did you mean
that shit's expensive?
Minimum.
Yeah.
I'm walking out with $130 or some shit like that.
Really?
You,
plats, that shit. Hella.
Did you go to an actual shop for that, or did you just go to someone you knew?
Well, I go to my cousin. She run out of
I mean,
a shop.
Oh, but it is at an actual shop, but you're getting like a family price on it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they
but
can
she
charge
went up
what they
on
want.
A family price, and I had receipts. She was like,
I had receipts.
I've been charging you $80 this time. No, the fuck you haven't. Like, I had to show her, like,
$80? Oh, for that shit you were doing. Never mind. I forgot. Man, that shit's time consuming.
Like, just tell me you the price going up with my hair get longer.
I found some Africans in a. I think it was Westwood that'll do it in their basement for like $45, and my wife refused.
That's funny
because
I know those same Africans.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Yeah, they're cheap as fuck. Apparently,
everybody
in the black community
knows
over
those
there
same
knows
Africans.
Those same Africans.
Well, literally, everybody who's black in Cincinnati, you know these same Africans in the West Side.
I'll tell you what. You know what kills me about girls in general, but especially black girls. Mm-hmm. Like I got a couple black girls that I talk to on a regular basis. Right, when they go get their hair done with the weaves and all that shit, they're walking out of there with $150. They get their nails done at $60, $70 to get their fucking nails done.
That's at minimum.
I know. Yeah. And what I'm saying is, one girl I talked to said she goes in and gets her eyes threaded, her eyebrows. You ever heard of that?
Yeah.
They take a fucking piece of thread and they
I
fucking...
I don't understand the appeal of it, but I it's there. I mean, okay.
But I'm saying every time they go to one of these fucking salons for something, they're walking $200 to get the fuck out of there.
Listen, all
right. So, but you say that... But when I'm in line for a half hour at a bar or some shit, and I say, hey, you do all this not to get fucked. I'm the bad guy.
It's true.
True.
That's what I'm saying. Because it's like, God damn, man. But I don't. Spent not all now. That shit on your fit and.
I'm going opposite. I don't think that shit's to get fucked. I think that shit's for other girls to think they're hot. Guys don't give a fuck.
Of it.
Guys do not care. I've never went and looked at a girl and go, I'd fuck her, but those eyebrows. I mean, there probably are like three of those in the world.
Well,
like,
but
some,
on the same token.
Anthony Davis shit going on. I'd be like, oh. Right.
I know a lot of girls from the club back in the day. They'd do all that shit because they go to fucking bars three or four nights a week and they don't pay for a fucking drink.
Right.
They don't pay for one fucking drink.
Yeah.
They look top notch. They're going to fucking cock tease you all night and tell you that they're going to go home and fuck you. You ain't getting shit, but you spent a couple $100 on their fucking drinks and their shots and whatever.
Well, that's on you. Step up your game.
Hey, listen, yeah. I knew a woman down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, who spent all that money getting all that stuff done, nails, hair, all that, the weave, everything. Still had a hairline lip.
A hair lip?
A hair lip.
Well, there's nothing you can do about that.
About to say.
You think it? Yeah, I know. Like some people will get like, you know, their nipples removed or something during breast surgery, and then they'll get like a tattoo of them. Can you get a tattoo of a better lip on a hair lip?
I don't think you can. I think that scar tissue runs deep.
Fuck, man,
deep.
That's a pain in the ass. Hey, you know what I've noticed though, outside recently with everybody wearing a mask, is there's so much more hot chicks because you can't see their fucked up nose or their fucking fucked up grill.
Yeah.
You see is eyes and hair. So as long as you're not balding. And you got, you know, your eyes are normal person looking and you're not fat. You're going, hey, what's that? Hey,
right, well, let's
what's
talk
I agree,
about this.
But time out. The chicks, they got to stop matching a mask with the outfit. I saw a chick with a jean jacket mask on. That shit blew my mind. It really did.
These motherfuckers
got leather masks. They got all types of shit.
Yeah, but you know what?
Matching the mask to
the
fit.
But they have come around with all this shit going on. They've got some pretty fucking funny masks out there. They got masks with dicks going into your fucking mouth.
They got great ones.
They got T-shirt Hell is selling masks. I mean, they got some funny fucking shit out here. And I can't find a paper one, so I'm looking at buying a pair of used panties. Ladies, hook me up. Hook me up, ladies.
Yeah, he won't even. How much is your price?
Yeah, what's that price?
For what?
That's wrong.
Used panties. We're negotiating with our fucking audience here.
On that website, I looked at, they started about $25.
No. Sheesh. I want someone you know's panties.
Yeah.
I'm asking our listeners what they would sell their rock bottom prices on a nice pair of panties for Chris.
Well, if I think you're attractive, there's one waitress we work with, I won't mention any names. I'd lose a toe for a pair of those, but I don't know. I'd give you $10-$15 for a good pair of soil.
But the funniest part is I've seen there's people on Instagram that do unboxing. Maybe you can unbox the panties and put them up and show them off to the public and all this type of shit to get like a discount or something.
Well, these girls are supposed to show them to you out of the package. They send you a picture. Then they send you a picture with them on and walking around the house doing this shit. I want a girl doing fucking Jimbo or whatever that fucking exercise is. Kimbo, whatever the fuck they call it. Zumba, that's what it's called.
You go through a draft combine in with the panties on.
I need a little. You know what? I don't want any cheese in the taco, but I want to know it's been worn.
Right. Cheese in the taco. Yeah, I'll pass. But all right. He said 10 to 15, so I'm saying for $13, you will get $13. I'll pay for it for Chris if you give us your used panties that Chris will make a mask into.
We got $23, but I will make this very clear. They cannot and will not be period panties. No period panties. If there's a red spot on there, if there's one freckle on that crotch, I'm not wearing it. That's fair enough, right? No period panties.
No, that's gross. Why would you want that?
I wouldn't. I'm making it clear. I don't want some girl to send me something after, you know, she ran out of Diva cups.
Or I imagine, you know, the old Skid Row is probably not a good thing either. If you had the old...
Oh, no, I don't want a skid mark. I want a thong because it's going to make a better mask.
Okay, yeah. Not everybody has thongs.
It's hard to put a poop stain on a thong.
I was really hoping Nana would throw in $25.
Nana, hey. I'll pay. I'll throw in 10 on top of theirs for a pair of Nana's pants.
All right, hey. We're offering $35.
You get the highest fucking bidder for Nana.
So yeah, Nana $35 for Nana's panties that we can make into a mask. You guys heard it.
Where's Nana panties stopping at? Can we just stop? Just stop me. Say when.
There. That's where we're at.
I bet you,
I'm
Nana.
With this. This is probably wearing Nana panties.
You can get a double wrap.
I bet you Nana doesn't wear granny panties. I bet you she wears normal panties.
Yeah, I imagine
bikini
she does.
Bikini or thongs
or something.
She might wear thongs. We always
how
said
can you
she
take that trip over over to Nana house, god dang.
See, I keep asking for the address. She won't give it.
Yeah.
I ain't scared of Nana.
You throw her one?
Nana?
Yeah.
I throw her one because she's so fucking cool.
I tried so hard to get Keyshawn to throw her one. They went all on a Vegas trip. Yeah, I was like, for the story, man. Come on, try for it. Yeah. Just once. It would have been so fucking
I've been over, I know where she lived, man. I can give you the address. Well, I've been over there twice.
I can't just knock drunk, on the door. I both mean, unless drunk. She's into that pizza delivery stuff like I am. I show up there with a fucking, I show up there with a fucking box of Popeyes and say I'm here with the delivery. What do you got for me?
This right. White Claw right here is for Justin. Hey, go fuck yourself. Thank you.
Drinking your fucking hard seltzer. Hey, easy there.
Watch out, man. I know you're excited with black long things in your.
Hey,
face.
I got a I got a new episode, a new version of Does That Make Me Gay that I want to throw out because I've been thinking about it for a long time.
Not only that, but I think you're going to get a totally different answer from Keyshawn as you usually get from me.
Can I say yes right now before you?
No, you can't.
before you tell me yes. No,
okay, man. You got to take the black community out of this. This is Does This Make Me Gay? And you got to think about everything in it. Okay, does this make me gay? Me and my buddy
yes.
are me. See, you can't do that. That's not allowed.
All right. Continue on.
All right, me and my buddy are gonna double team some girl. We're gonna do a standing H, okay?
Right.
And I show up there, and I realize that I've forgotten my condom. I don't have a rubber.
Right.
It's normally in the fucking pocket. I didn't bring one. My buddy's got one. He straps it on to get ready for the act. This girl's hot as shit, by the way. Okay. His dick don't go all the way up because he's too drunk. So he takes the rubber off, hands it to me. I strap it on and do the deed. He didn't come in it, but it was all the way on his dick. Does that make me gay?
Do I want to go first or last? Which one
wait, hold on. He took the condom off his dick.
It was on his dick, but he couldn't get it all the way hard.
And then he put it on your dick.
He handed it to me, and I put it on my dick. Does that make me gay?
You put a used condom on your dick?
It wasn't used. There was no cum in it. Yes,
well,
it was on a dick.
It was used.
It was on a dick.
Technically.
But this girl wasn't going to fuck me without it, and she was smoking hot, and I wanted to close the deal, so I used his secondhand condom. Does that make me gay?
Does she have some AIDS?
No, he's got no AIDS. There's no disease,
no
nothing.
Does she? Well, then...
She won't fuck me without one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, she refuses, and she's
I'm
smoking
sorry,
hot.
I was busy looking at something else the whole time
no,
you're talking.
She won't. But the only way I can get laid is if I use his rubber that wasn't cummed in. It was just on his Johnson. Does that make me gay?
All right, Keyshawn, go first.
Yes. That's short, sweet, straight to the point, goddamn.
How does that make me gay? I'm using it. I'm getting it so I can have sex with a girl. How does that make me gay? Think about it, though, dude. I've
thought about it. It's
automatically makes me gay.
It does, man. Shit. I'm sorry, man.
He's sorry.
I ain't gonna go full gay. I might go bi.
That's my bad.
Hey, I might go there.
First of all, I'm gonna say I've always lived by the rule. There's no such thing as a bi man. If you suck dick, you're a gay man who happens to sleep with women every now and then. That's the way I look at it.
Hey, I'm on board with that logic.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense to
There's
me.
Such thing as bi women. But if you're a man and you like a dick in your mouth every now and then... You are gay, and you occasionally have sex with women.
All right.
You're not bi.
I'm not mad at that at all.
My man.
It's not gay. It's just weird. All these things make you fucking weird, just way too kinky for me, but
I don't necessarily... The show's not, am I weird?
To me, being gay is being sexually attracted to a male. You're not doing it because you want his dick sweat on
right.
you.
Right, right.
I mean, you're doing it because you want to fuck this bitch so much that you're willing to put your dick in... I wouldn't do it. That sounds fucking disgusting to me, but I don't know if it's gay.
There's no load in there.
Yeah, well, that,
There's
yeah.
There's nothing in there.
If you had a load in there, then...
He had a limp noodle in that dick. Okay? It's It's skin. There's nothing came out the tip. Nothing.
Well, what make you gay in that story is if you are halfway hard when you started putting that condom on, and then as soon as you started putting that condom on, you just went...
No.
And I'd be like, all right, obviously there's something about this.
I was going to say, yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I think that would make you gay. Because then obviously the using this dude's condom is what's really turning you on. But if you're sitting there rock hard just waiting to fuck this fucking bitch anyways.
I don't even think Urban Dictionary can come up with a fetish that says if you get turned on putting on another guy's condom, that makes you fucking... There's no way.
No, but it was the same thing.
Yeah,
like
there
I said,
is a way.
There's a way for everything. Everything...
Urban Dictionary says if you look a guy in the eyes for 5 seconds, you're gay. I'm just letting you know. That's why I've not made eye contact. You think I'm looking at you, I'm looking at your nose.
So staring contests are just like chicken for gay people?
Hey, I'm just letting you know.
See, I don't buy that. I look at a lot of guys. Sometimes you feel guys out by looking them in the eye. See if they're giving you a fucking stink eye or something like that.
Yeah, see if they're lying or not sometimes, too.
Right.
But I don't know. 5 seconds is a long time.
That's a long time.
Like, yeah. It really is.
Somebody looking at me, I'm bobbing and weaving. Like, bro, are you looking at me?
Gazing and shit.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
See, I think that's why God invented glory holes, because you can't look them in the eye when they're blowing you.
Hey, do you know the signal? I just found this out today.
What's that?
The signal for glory holes.
I don't know what it is.
It's a foot thing. It's so if you're on one side, there's a hole there. If you're on one side and they're on the other, if you put your foot to their side of the stall and then they put their foot back, that means yes, put your dick through.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
Me and every black person listening is asking, how did you find that out?
Podcast with Brendan Kelly that I listen to every week where he talks about writing his albums and he has a bunch of perverted shit.
So if you fuck up and you're like taking a shit and you're like constipated or something and you're really stretching out and your foot accidentally slides over there, this dude over there thinks you want
to. And he puts his foot on your side. That means next thing you know.
He's expecting your dick.
His dick's going to go through. I think that's the way that works. Your dick. I don't know. I don't know how it works. But either way,
I think
it's
the first
badly.
Foot would be, hey, you want my dick through this hole? The second foot would be, yeah, stick it through. That's the way
I just
would
love that
at.
There's etiquette. I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast, but we had someone that wants to be on the podcast. He's an author that has a whole book about glory holes around the world.
So, he lives in England.
Yeah, he lives in England. So we're going to have to hook that up.
He literally runs a website for the advancement of glory holes, and he really does.
The advancement of glory holes.
He heard our show in some way, shape, or form.
So glory holes underappreciated?
He just thinks they're a great idea, and apparently a million other fucking people do too. You can literally get a list of every glory hole known in every city in the fucking world.
Yeah, it's comprehensive.
Website.
That's like crazy. That. And then there's
glory holes in at least unisex bathrooms.
But see,
are you on board with this?
That's the whole point of a glory hole. You don't know. That's why Jason and I. That's why Jason and I came up with ideas. Jason's idea is he makes you rub the dick around the lips first to make sure there's no hair.
Yeah. Right. So at least it never actually gets sucked. I mean,
you still
had your dick touch some fucking hairy lips of some
dude. That's why I need to see
a titty.
But at least
it didn't. The full thing didn't happen. You know.
I need you to stick a titty up to the fucking hole.
He needs a titty through the hole.
Because I can tell a man titty from a woman titty. I don't care if you shave it or
I'm
not.
I'm on board.
I can tell.
I'm on board.
So I need to see proof that there's a girl on the other side of that fucking hole.
Why not just the whole, the vag, and you just look through the shit?
That's what I said. I even said, I'll stick my hand through, and if I can feel a pussy and a titty, okay, now I'll stick my dick through.
I'm on board.
Yeah, you don't want to know if it's an ugly girl or not.
I don't care about that.
That's what I mean. Like, that would ruin the glory hole. Everybody would be looking through the hole.
I'm sure there's not a whole lot of attractive girls on the other side.
I don't think there's a lot of girls, as we've been through. I think this is mostly a dude thing.
It probably is.
I mean, he had a
couple. Not giving girls a whole lot of fucking
I don't think they'd do it for free is more what I'm saying.
I'll agree.
See, the one time I did it,
most of these are free.
I convinced myself that this girl's just got a beard. The girl's got a beard. There's got to be a girl over there. I don't care if she's got facial hair. It's a female with a beard.
She was using her dad's Old Spice her whole life, and it just started to grow. Who fucking
knows?
Yeah,
she's on fucking hormones and blah, blah, blah.
What happened when she said, yeah, I got this?
Yeah, stick it through there. You bet, sweetheart. What's your name?
Lisa. My name is Lisa. Stick your dick through.
Well, speaking of glory hole enthusiast, we got another email for this week by our man GetPussy69.
Pussy.
All right. He is a master of the vagina name. So what do you expect it to be this week?
Keyshawn, this guy has a vaginal metaphor for every name he changes it to. We always try to take a guess on what it'll be. My guess is going to be Pussy Picker.
Pussy Picker? I like the Pussy alliteration picker. On that one.
Yep.
You got a guess there, Keyshawn?
Wait, say it again.
One time he was cunt burglar, cunt clapper. He usually keeps the same first letter.
It's always two words. Okay. It's always two words.
Two words.
It's always one that has to do with the vagina and then something else.
And they're always the same first letter.
Okay.
Are they always?
They have been.
This one isn't.
This one is not.
I don't think they always have been. I think a lot of them are, but this one's not.
One time he was Looney Poons.
If I just had to just throw something out there, I'd be like some shit like Badge Burglar or some shit.
Badge Burglar is not bad because I think he has used Cunt Burglar. I'm not sure. And he's used Badge Muncher for sure. This week we are Buster Hyman.
And Buster Hyman.
And what I like about Buster Hyman here is it's the actual, he went to Gmail this week. I don't think he usually uses Gmail.
Yeah, he went back to Gmail.
Crazy.
And
now.
He went back to Hotmail last week.
Oh, you're right.
He was at Outlook. I know. I got his emails down, man. So there must have been another Buster Hyman 69 because he had to add a 2 in front of it. So there's two Buster Hyman 69s.
Buster Hyman's an old phrase.
All right. So shut up, Cincinnati. Have you guys ever personally shaved a girl's vagina? If so, did you use an electric razor, Nair, dry shave, or other option?
I'll answer that first. Fuck yes, I have. I've shaved a lot of them.
A lot of them?
A lot of them. I've shaved at least a couple of dozen.
You a fucking baker? What do you mean?
No. A couple of dozen.
I got a baker's dozen full of them.
But here's the best one. I'll give you my best story.
Yeah.
This girl was banging my friend, and she really liked him. Jeff with the giant dick.
Yeah, Jeff. Thermos dick.
And she wanted to shave it.
His dick looks like this, guys.
Looks just like that.
Just like this.
She wanted to shave her pussy in the shape of a heart to turn my buddy Jeff on.
Okay.
So I went in there, swear to God. I went into the bathroom. Her friend went in there with us. I'm trimming this thing. I'm like a fucking Van Gogh. I'm doing some serious work with the razor. Okay, it's all about the razor. And then I went down to the lips. You know, you got to get it off the lips. I went down to the lips and I opened it up and there was fucking herpes in there. Swear to God on my kids. What? There was. I opened it up. I saw a sore. So I opened it further. Sore. I'm like, close it. Wash my fucking hands. You have herpes.
It's like finding your grandma's dildo. You're like, yeah. I don't want anybody to know I found it.
Yeah. She had herpes and I saw them in full fucking.
Oh, dude.
But the first thing is I made a real nice heart before I saw the herpes.
And you're just like, all right, shave, good job.
I poured gasoline on my hands, I think, when I was done. I wasn't taking any fucking chances.
You still have hands.
I feel sorry for Jeff for two reasons now. One, he has herpes, and the other, he had fucking Chris fucking grooming his fucking girl.
Did you tell your friend she had herpes before he went then did
Absolutely. I walked right out of the bathroom and told him.
Oh, really?
He was there.
Hey, I was shaving your girlfriend's cunt, and I seen that she has herpes. Said,
hey, well, get ready for a stand-in.
I walked out, and I said, wrap that shit up, Jeff. I know. No, we never did the stand-in H. I never double-dogged her. I knew she had herpes. Well, I think it was me and him and the two girls playing, like, drunk truth or dare and shit. And one of the dares came up, shave her pussy in the shape of a heart. So we went
to that makes a lot more sense. You said originally.
A lot more
sense. You were like 13 girls, baker's dozen over here.
I have some shaving cream over here and a spare razor. Like, let's get to it.
I was asked to do it. It was a fucking long time ago when I was drunk. I was asked to do it, and I was asked to do it specifically in the shape of a heart. I don't remember the pretense, but that's my best story. I've shaved 100 of them. I'm Picasso. I'm really good at it because I like a little hair. I don't like him bald. I like the landing strip. That's my favorite thing. I love a landing strip.
That's a good look.
Turns me on.
Yeah.
All right, now you guys answer. Have you ever done it?
I just want to say that originally when you told the story, you said that you were doing it because Jeff's girl wanted to turn him on with this thing. And I couldn't think of anything that would turn me on less than like going into the room and saying, oh, you got your vag hair shaved into a pussy. Oh, Chris did it. My boner just goes. Whoop.
This wasn't his girlfriend. This was a bar whore who banged him after we closed.
Halfway through, but then
I didn't mean
everything.
To change it. I mean, we were fucked up. I don't remember the pretense.
I get it.
I know is I go in the bathroom with her and her friend. She says, "Make it like a heart."
Yeah,
I make it like
and
a
you
heart.
Found herpes,
and then I see the fucking bug bites. Yeah.
My answer is yes, but I don't got a baker's dozen. It's literally one, so that's it.
Master is no.
How'd that happen?
She asked. I said yes.
Oh, was it like
wasn't a complicated
friend of yours?
Thing?
Friend of yours?
No, it was a girlfriend at the time. Oh. But that was it.
Was it Whoopi?
No. Never seen Whoopi's vagina.
Whoopi. I'd look at Whoopi's vagina.
What a fucking trooper you are, huh?
That's not what I mean, Whoopi. I mean, if you want a nice little, you want a heart or a... a clover or something, I'll put that on there for you.
You put a nice clover on there for him?
I'm telling you, I'm really good at it. I can't draw. If I drew a picture of a dog right now, you'd all think it was a fucking horse or a cow. I can't draw. But when with a razor in my hand, I'm pretty sharp. I ain't gonna lie. Next question.
You got a baker's dozen, so who knows? You probably used all the options, the nair, the razor, whatever.
I've never used an electric razor, ever.
I've never used one of those.
I always used my regular facial razor.
It was a one-time, and yes, it was.
Oh, and by the way, this facial razor I used was Jeff's, and the blade went straight in the fucking bathroom when I found out she had the chirpies.
Out of these three news outlets, which would you say is the most reliable, CNN, Fox News, or South Park? I love the question.
I'm on board with this question.
The most 100 would be South Park.
I was going to say, honestly, South Park is the answer there.
Yeah. That is a fact.
Now, unfortunately, they don't move fast enough where they can just constantly be in the news cycle. Exactly. So your shit's like 3-4 months later.
If that's all they did, they could.
But if they, dude, they're the most honest and I think the most reputable.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. I don't think they've said much isn't true.
That is a fact.
They're fucking great.
No, yeah. Fox News.
And as far as Fox News, CNN, I mean, obviously, since I'm a liberal, I can stand CNN more than Fox News, but I don't for one second think one's more bullshit than the other. They're both bullshit.
They're just bullshit on different sides of the spectrum.
Every once in a while, I like hearing people agree with what I think. So I'll watch something on CNN or something. But it's just, you're just speaking to the crowd. Yeah. Same thing with Fox News. The people like that. It's just because they're saying what you like. It's fine. Whatever. But none of them are reputable. They're both bullshit.
But South Park is definitely the answer.
South Park's the answer. South Park is
not even close.
Probably the greatest cartoon ever, in my opinion.
It's not even close.
Some people go Family Guy or The Simpsons. I'm South Park
100%. I'm South Park, honestly. That's my shit.
All right. What is the strangest place you guys have ever jacked off or had sex?
Fuck. How much time you got? I told you, I was in the bar business forever. I've done it. I've jacked off or had sex almost fucking everywhere. The only place I've never done it, ever, is on a fucking airplane. Even when I travel with my wife or my girlfriend, I've never fucked in the bathroom of an airplane. I did it at a Reds game once.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it in every fucking... I've done it everywhere, man. Every fucking where.
I've jerked everywhere.
No, mostly fucked. I mean, if you take the nightclub that I worked in, I fucked on and behind every fucking bar. I fucked on the fucking DJ booth 1,000 times. I think weirdest place I jerked off. Well, I'll say it one time. I jerked off one time in a girl's bathroom with her parents, literally 20 feet away.
This is a girl you were having intercourse with?
That's a girl in high school that I wanted to have intercourse with. And we were out there making out and got hot and heavy. And then she said, I can't go any further. My parents are in there. So I said, well, I got to go pee. I went into the bathroom and jacked off in the sink.
Okay. Well, that's understandable, at least.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's no weird place.
I'm saying the sink is hilarious.
It was. And the funniest part about it is I didn't rinse it down.
You just left your load in the sink.
I just left that duck butter right on the sides. So that'll teach you for cock teasing.
Oh, my God.
And if they got that clear Dawn soap, there really doesn't look much difference.
It was a white sink, so you really couldn't see it unless you turned your head. And when it dries, you can't tell what it is.
Oh, that sucks. Because every once in a while, just to get the toothpaste off, I'll just
everyone does that.
Same shit.
I would hate to have been the wipe. That's all dried up, and you go clean the bathroom sink.
And you run it all
And then it reactivates, like we've talked about before.
Cum does reactivate, too.
Reactivate.
All right, what about you guys?
I have. Same thing. I was in a bar, and I believe this is one of the life lessons I've lived by. You cannot make good decisions with your balls full.
You can't.
So I just be on the bar dancing with somebody. You might be like, all right, I don't know if this bitch is all that. So just go in, just rub a quick one down the toilet. In the toilet, not the sink, as this motherfucker said, but in the toilet. And then you go back out there and then be like, oh, bitch, was you the one I was talking to? Yeah, nah. Fuck you, goddamn. And it's on to the next one, man. It's just that easy.
Is there a line for the bathroom, though? Was there a line for the bathroom when you jerked off in the toilet?
You're in the stall, right?
Well, I mean, there's a stall. I mean, how long you taking in there?
Man, it's good thoughts, man. You just think good thoughts. Get through it real quick, man. Real quick. Goddamn.
Good thoughts.
Just think good thoughts. I could keep plenty of good thoughts on me, goddamn.
Yeah, you got to keep that Rolodex of those, man. Hey, of course, it's called the Spank Bank. I don't know why you keep on calling it good thoughts. It's known as the Spank Bank for years. Put that one back in the old spank bank. I have jerked off driving across the 471 bridge. I actually remember that particular point. I don't know why. That part of the 471 bridge, but that's where I do remember happening.
Did you nut on the bridge?
Maybe that's why I remember that. I don't know.
Were you driving?
I don't remember. Yeah, that was driving.
Drove and jerked off at the same time.
Sure did. Sure did.
I've done that. It's I don't like it.
That's funny. Too. That's why we get along.
I've driven and jacked off before, yeah. But I didn't like it because you're like, all right, where's this going?
What time of day? What
awful.
Time of day was it?
Took a sock off.
Did you take a sock
Took
off?
Took a sock
See,
off.
God damn it, I should have done that.
Loaded up the helmet.
Both of y'all had to be married at this time.
I think I did.
No.
I think I did a vehicle registration.
I'm saying, when I just be at home, you just got plenty of time.
I'm just curious at what time of day. Was it during the day?
It was night.
Night. Okay.
It was night. I was coming back from someone's house, kind of in the same situation you were.
They got y'all horny and didn't provide.
Okay. Left not happy, jerked off from the bridge on the way home.
Nothing wrong with that.
I am mad at that, matter of fact.
No, nothing wrong with that.
It was just like, whatever.
That's hilarious.
It just started, you know, it goes, you're in that mood, you feel yourself, then you're like, I might as well just fucking finish this.
Fucking, let's get it on.
Hold me back. It's dark.
I think I used a vehicle registration as my my sock.
No, I remember
the glove box.
I took the sock off. You know, that's hard to do while you're driving anyways, but I pulled it off. It was the summer months. It was shorts, you know, easy there.
I got laid once. I swear to God. Now, I'm telling you this right now. It's a fucking fact. I swear to God, I got laid once while driving.
Wow.
I've heard other people that
the girl straddled me while I was driving facing the other way, and I'm doing this number here. I swear to God, I never so close to fucking death in my life. You know, you figure, well, I'll just take 3 or 4 seconds here, tilt my head back and enjoy it for a second. As soon as you do that, you're crossing the fucking center line. I thought I was going to die, but this girl thought it, you know, she was freaky. I thought I was freaky, so I'm like, well, let's go with it then.
Are you telling us this because you're letting Keyshawn know of something he'll never get to do in his life because he doesn't drive?
You know, why don't you drive? I've always wondered why you don't drive.
You don't want to.
Have you ever driven?
My wife don't drive either. I'm used to this shit.
I have, man, but right now I'm up the street from my job.
That's true.
Convenience, man. It's convenient.
And plus you like to drink and you know, this way you'll never get a DUI. I get all that.
Yeah.
So you live down in the city. How often do you have to deal with bums? Because on the east side, I forget they exist. You know what I mean? Like, I go long periods of time without seeing a bum. And then yesterday, I happened to be going through the Wendy's parking lot, right? Over there on Gilbert. So right next to People's Corner, like, you know, that exactly area right there. I was going to Gomez, but I had to pick up something for the kid. Went through Wendy's. Bum came up to me. I opened up the change jar, gave him $1. Like, all right, I feel good about myself. Look at me handing money out to bums. Good citizen right here. All right, so then I circle around the line. And another bum came up, and then I had to put my fucking foot down because I don't pay 2 bums in one sitting. All right, $1.
He used the word bum. You know, that's so fucking socially unacceptable. You should say homeless person or...
They're fucking asking me for money. That makes them a bum. If it was a guy just sitting over there in a tent under the bridge, that's a homeless person. As soon as you go, hey, can I have money? You're a bum.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
I'm not... In by itself, like I said, I always give bums $1 if I got it. But I'm not giving 2 bums. And this guy opened with, this is his opening line. Hey, sir, I'm not a monster, but if I don't get enough money, I'm going to kill myself. And I just looked at him. Like,
I'd have given him money for that.
No, that's why he didn't.
Part,
I was like, come on, man.
The part
I don't
about
need
this
guilt
situation
trips.
Is one of my old roommates, he went to UC, and as a social experiment, he was a bum in Clifton for a week.
A whole week?
A whole week. And they was trying to see how much money you could bring in. This motherfucker was making like $150 a day.
Yeah, they don't fuck around. That's why that big thing going on with those people driving up in a brand new car, parking it and putting on shitty clothes and going out and making their money.
I don't think that happens with the majority of them. Some are better in hustling than others. But, I mean, it was just this guy with his suicide and a sad story. Go fuck yourself, man.
All right, well, let me ask you this.
He gave you the fool.
Yeah, come on. Don't lead with that.
Even though you don't drive. We've all driven down the road, and we see the people on the fucking off-ramps and shit with the signs.
Never gave them $1.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. How many times, and you got to be fucking honest about this, how many times have you ever seen a girl doing that and say, wonder if she'd suck my dick for a little cash?
I never thought about it, no.
Not thought about actually doing it, but it popped into your mind for a second.
Well, I would assume it. Yes, there's been plenty of times where
I assume. Yes, of course you would assume it. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I could pull up to this girl and ask for a blowjob probably for $25.
That's what I'm talking about.
But as I don't think I've ever seen a girl that I would pay $25 to get
blown by. No, they're always fucked up.
Yeah.
They are.
They're on the corner.
They're always fucking serious tweakers and all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's your own question.
Yeah. I've never told a girl, hey, get in the car and suck my dick. I'll give you money. But many times have I crossed it, crossed my mind.
Cross your mind.
Hey, I wonder if this girl's going to stick her head in and go, hey, suck your dick for $10. You know what I mean? You think that's right. An option. She's a single guy in a car driving. Hey, I'm going to start trying to suck his dick. Maybe get 10 instead of the $1. But let me ask you this fucked up question. Because it's happened to me where these people are begging for money and you give them food that you have in the car. And they, I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that.
Right.
Would you be a fucked up person? Let's say you drive through Wendy's. You get a chicken sandwich and you bite into it and it's a little undercooked. It's a little raw. See a bum? Hand him the chicken sandwich with the bite out of it that's undercooked. Does that make you an asshole?
Yep.
Or does that, you're still feeding somebody.
Nope. Yep. Nope. Bottom know. Tier, my friend. Bottom tier.
I don't know. About
I don't
that.
Know.
I don't know. Cause,
hey, just I bite mean, around the pink parts.
You had to ask him, and he'd be like, hey, it's either starving for the night or...
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get the
so
bun.
I'm
just
with you.
Eat
I'm
around
with you
the pink part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if it makes Start you from... but it's funny.
Hey, here's a chicken sandwich, medium rare.
That's funny.
I'm a dick.
Hey, so I seen you had some sexual world records. I wanna...
Is that it for... get pussy?
Oh, did we answer all of his
You should have answered. He had one more question.
Yeah, that was it. No, three. It's always three. Yeah, get regards, fucking get pussy 69. We're done with him.
Yeah, I'm reading the fucking sexual world records. There's a fucking guy. I think he's German. This guy's name is Horst Schultz.
Schultz. I like how you remembered it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, never mind. It's,
yeah. Yeah, I read about
Fuck.
It. This fucking guy, they actually, there's apparently a Guinness Book of World Records, and there's a sexual world records. This guy's load left his dick and traveled 18 feet, 9 inches. Before it fucking landed, and a top speed of 42 miles an hour. I'm lucky God, if I hit myself in the middle of the chest. On a good day, I might get the neck, and that's when I was a kid.
His load legally couldn't go through a school zone.
Fuck no, it could. 42 miles an hour. But imagine how big 18 feet is. I mean,
what's
your
standard NBA rim? Like, what's that?
10, isn't it?
10.
10 feet.
10 feet?
Yeah, dude.
Those damn near two of those, and...
This guy's dick was coming out of the hardwood and going two hoops up. Now
you
think
stack,
about this.
You can stack two Shaquille O'Neals with a Michael Jordan standing on his head, and that's about how fucking how far his load's going.
What's his motherfucking diet? I know you looked up his diet also.
No.
Is this motherfucker eating
it didn't
oranges every day? No?
It didn't provide that. All
Nothing
I'm saying,
but celery and avocados for 3 years.
9 inches. Now, I mean, there was a guy standing there with a fucking tape measure and another guy with a fucking camera. 42 miles an hour. That thing hits the back of your throat. It's leaving a hole. You know what I'm saying?
A hole.
It's traveling 42 mph.
It's like That's the old joke. It's about the old joke about Superman getting a blowjob and blowing off the back of the lady's head, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. When you were young and you were fucking young, dumb, and full of cum. And you beat off, sometimes it would come up and it would hit you here.
Yeah, you get like 2.5-3 feet at best.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 18 feet. This fucker's on some kind of serious fucking drugs, man. Roids, whatever. I don't know what he looks
outrageous.
Like.
Do you think there is some kind of drug for that?
I don't know.
I hope
18
there is.
Feet, it's impressive.
I hope there is.
I mean, how bad would you be if you were doing a three-way with him? You're fucking 8 feet apart and he's still blasting in the fucking face.
I mean, it sounds very inconvenient, honestly.
It does.
I mean, outside of setting the record, like, you're just jerking off on a Tuesday night. You have to clean your fucking ceiling fan every time.
You
know what I mean?
Like, it was... And everything in between.
Because you figure if he's on a good day, he's doing 18 feet. I mean, on a fucking regular Tuesday, he's probably still doing seven.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
12. Every bit.
Jesus Christ.
That's super tough.
All right, so the next sexual world record I looked up, they didn't even give names for these people. There was one male, one female. Most orgasms achieved in 1 hour. This girl put up 134 orgasms in one fucking hour.
Didn't some guy die in fucking...
I bet she lied on most of them.
In India some fucking where for jerking off like 87 times or some shit?
What is that, math nerds? That's a ridiculous... How many per minute? That's Jesus Christ.
That's over two a minute.
That's,
now, I've seen women that are fucking multi-orgasmic and they come and then they come right again, but never for a fucking solid
that's,
hour.
I'm going to say, that's just
I think
crazy.
At that point, you would just say that you orgasmed for an hour. I mean, how are you counting them at that point? You know what I mean? Like, when a guy comes, if he might get that second shot, it's not a second orgasm. So, I mean, if you're doing it like that with orgasms, that's just like a nonstop. Yeah. I had an orgasm for an hour. I don't even know how you time that. I would love to
especially
know.
Especially after a guy do four or five times, we just fucking
you think there's some like some guy in a referee outfit with a clicker? Just fucking 34.
But you know what? With the weird fuckers, with the weird fuckers insane. There are out there, and these fucking records and stuff, they had officials of some kind in doing these fucking things.
Yeah,
the male on this fucking thing had 16 orgasms in 1 hour. Now think about this. I'm gonna give you one. give me 15, 20 minutes. I may give you another one. After that, 16 of them. And when I say orgasms with a guy, you know that means he nutted something. Now, he's probably shooting air by number 4 or 5, but he came 16 times in 1 hour.
That's insane, man. How many? That's they insane. Need to give you the
I'm
number.
I'm young, and just thinking about 4 or 5 in an hour is
we're both young.
Great. We're both young. 16, I know.
I want to know how many ham sandwiches he had to eat.
How many can you eat in an hour?
I don't know. If you made yourself
a ham sandwich and ate it real fast, it would still take 6 or 7 minutes to make it and eat it. This fucking guy wasn't even doing ham sandwiches. He was just going fucking crazy.
So the real question is, if they actually had this as an event that you could gamble on, how much you think Theo would put on this bet? Oh, most orgasm an hour. Over under 134. He's up there fucking looking it up and shit.
Yeah, he's looking at fucking Little League World Series. He exactly. sure bet on that.
First of all, he's looking up what country these chicks is coming out of. Japan, these bitch might be give her the edge.
I was joking about the Puppy Bowl once, betting on that.
He didn't he?
Well, not. Well, I said it. But he came back at me with stats. Was the funny point? Well, actually, Team Fluff has won 4 out of the last 6 times. As long as they're on. What the fuck? We're talking about the Puppy Bowl, dude. Like
the definition of that is degenerate gambler.
Love the guy, though.
All right, the last one. This guy, what's his name, Nick? Drake something. Drake Hardy jerked off continuously for 10 straight hours. Now, I didn't put it on the notes, but he came 6 times in that 10 hours. But the entire time, his dick was at least 75% hard. And he was beating it the whole fucking time.
Were there any pills involved?
That's a big fact.
It didn't say that. It just said once he came, he just kept stroking.
Goddamn 10 hours on just straight adrenaline, keeping your dick hard.
I'm going straight from 100% to 5.
Yeah.
5%, goddamn.
As most of us are.
Yeah.
He had no fluffer. He had no chick like sucking him off.
He was by himself sitting on a fucking bed, and there was a guy next to him with a fucking timer.
Even with a chick, you still, 75% is tough.
Too much.
That's super tough, guy.
10 straight hours.
I mean, that guy's got to be.
I can't do anything for 10 straight hours. I can't stay up 10 straight hours. Most of the time, I need a nap.
That guy could do porn easy. How long can you keep your dick up, sir? About 10 hours. All right, you're in. You got a job.
You're good, buddy. You're good.
That's a fact.
All right. I got into that. I was trying to segue for you, buddy, into your Super Bowl odds picks. And I did it one question early. I'm really trying to work on my strategies here.
You did good.
You know, I just did it a little early.
I was looking today at the Vegas odds to win the Super Bowl in 2021. And no surprise, Kansas City has won.
Yes.
There's no surprise. But what did surprise me is that Tampa Bay is the fourth favorite to win the Super Bowl.
Only fourth?
Fourth.
Well, they're tied for fourth, it looks like.
Three.
They're tied for fourth?
Yeah.
Give me the top five.
All right, what I have is Kansas City has 4-1 odds right now.
Which it should be.
Yeah.
The Ravens are 13-2 odds. You know, a little bit under 7-1, 6.5-1.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and that's all Lamar Jackson.
But that's the number
100%
two.
Lamar Jackson.
100%. Well, they usually got a decent defense. Didn't they draft a running back?
Yeah, they did.
I think they drafted someone.
Did they re-sign
they could be tough.
Mark Ingram?
I don't know.
I believe they did.
But... They should. They right. would have had to.
We got the 49ers at 3. They're a 7-1.
I guess
the
49ers are 7-1.
I don't think he's the quarterback.
The Ravens picked round 1 Patrick Queen of LSU.
Oh yeah, they got that linebacker, but
and
I think
they
the
got
second pick.
J.K. Dobbins from Ohio State running back.
Yes, Ohio State running back. They got a stud.
I think they did release Gus Edwards though. I think he's gone. I think Mark Ingram is the guy they kept, and then the kid from Ohio State's who they brought in.
Got the Saints are the fourth. They're 11-1. Drew Brees' old ass. They're still giving him a chance. I guess you can't
as they
count
always
the guy.
Should.
Until...
Drew Brees is a monster, man.
All right, and then the Cowboys and Tampa Bay are tied at 12-1 odds.
Whoa, hold on. So wait,
how the fucking Cowboys
the Saints,
though?
Cowboys and Tampa Bay are all tied for number four.
Nah, then the Saints are actually number four. They're 11-1 on the side I'm looking at right now.
Okay,
but either way, they're 11-1, and Tampa Bay is only 12-1, which is Tampa Bay. I know they got Tom Brady
Gronk.
Do you count Gronk?
Fuck yeah,
dude.
You can't count Gronk.
But Keyshawn, as you guys know, if you know him at all, he's a big Patriots guy. So I don't know if he's like me talking about the Bengals. I'm going to talk about how great they are. But
yeah.
Gronk, I mean, obviously in his prime, one of the top two, three ever at his position. Yeah, fucking great. But he was beat up. Even that last year, he could only play half the year. And when he came back
He didn't play last year. He took all of last
year. No. The last year they played, He took all of last year's off. But, I mean, not many people come back better after that. If anything, they come back slower, weaker. You know, they're not doing the same thing.
I'll agree, but a 75% Gronk is...
It's not bad.
At worst, fifth tight end.
I just don't know how he's going to hold up. The dude was having injury issue after injury issue. I don't know.
Witten came back and they didn't use him.
But that's not really what makes the Buccaneers the Buccaneers this year. It's adding Tom Brady, obviously. And the receivers are fucking great.
Well, Mike Evans is one of the best in the game. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. But
so is the
Mike
other
Evans
on their team.
is either going to get suspended.
Still up in a win, ain't he?
Yeah, I guess AB's still in the win, but
he's
I wouldn't touch that fucking guy.
I honestly think
you'd still go with him. You'd still give him a try.
No, I don't think they
even
will.
With all the fucking psychological.
I mean, he is fucking
Brady
ridiculously
already
good.
Worked with it. Well, you know what? He played one game with Brady and he threw a touchdown pass. Right.
That's what I'm saying. Literally, yeah.
I mean, he's good. You're not going to sit here and say he's not good.
Well,
but good luck him. Even
and he's
playing.
Like 29. Some shit. He's still young. I'd give him a second chance.
Well, you know what? He's had a second chance. You're talking about a third or fourth chance. He's had a second chance.
I don't consider that a second chance just because I know he wanted to get away from that, from whatever the fuck was going on in Pittsburgh. And the shit in Oakland, that shit was... He had just got there. He was only there for just the training camp and shit before he got retraded.
Yeah, he really didn't play.
The only reason I disagree with that is because every player that's on that Steelers team says, if I can play for one coach, it's going to be Mike Tomlin.
I agree.
They like playing for Tomlin.
They do like playing
for Tomlin. They say he's a solid coach. He lets you play your own game.
He has their back.
Tomlin's not the owner.
He's a savage, too. Did you see what Harrison said the other day? That he had hurt someone on purpose and Tomlin handed him a fucking envelope right after the game? He came out and pretty much blasted. He wasn't really talking shit about him, but he just said that, you know, Tomlin paid him to hurt somebody.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, you can't convince
came
me
out
that,
the other day.
That bounties are not still
that
in
shit
the
has
NFL.
To be normal. Fuck, if I was a coach, I'd do it.
Fuck yeah.
You know, on the down low. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Know? Like, you can't convince me that that's just not.
You don't even have to give him a lot of money. Those players are fucking savages.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? If you say, I'll give you $1,000, they just want to do it to do it.
Do
you know what I mean?
Already.
Fuck yeah.
You can give them a fucking sticker on their helmet and they'll fucking take it.
It's football. I'm all about bounties. I like poor sportsmanship, though. All right? So I'm weird.
Yeah, you're all about bounties till your first round in the fucking fantasy football draft gets taken out.
No, it sucks, but I'd still enjoy it. I'm just a weirdo. Hey, no respect. Cincinnati Bengals last 200-1.
They're very last.
They're tied.
I thought Jacksonville would be.
They're tied for last with Jacksonville, the Redskins, and the Bengals.
Joe Jesus Burrow.
That's what I mean. I mean, I know he's not the shit,
but that's a bad boy still.
But
if
anybody
watched him in college, you can't say he ain't a bad boy.
I mean, but come on, over fucking Miami,
200-1. You got the three tied at 200-1. Then it goes up to 125 for the Jets. If you're below the fucking Jets,
that's what I'm saying.
It's time to pack it in.
The Jets are actually 100-1.
I know.
The Panthers are 125. That is fucking awful.
Cam Newton gone.
I'm sorry. The Bengals are not going to come out and win a Super Bowl this year, and I'd be shocked to the fucking death if they came out and even was in the playoff race.
I give them 8 wins.
I give them at least 6 or 7.
Six.
You know what I mean? I think 8. I'd probably take that bet, but I'd want some odds on it.
Because... But the only way, if you think about them getting to 8 wins, how many wins did Baltimore going to get? And the Steelers.
I give Baltimore 12 or 13.
I give Baltimore 13 and 3.
All right, I'll give it. How about this? How about this? Joe Burrow. more touchdowns this year or interceptions?
Touchdowns.
I give him touchdowns.
Okay. He don't throw interceptions.
He got a great arm.
Okay.
He got a
great arm. He sees the field.
Yeah. Joe Burrow's smart.
He does see the
question field
and he doesn't throw picks. And if he does throw picks, it was tipped or something like that. He doesn't throw bad picks.
I mean, I don't expect him to come out and be the best fucking quarterback in the league or anything.
No, I mean, neither.
But he's going to be better than Dalton, I think, even that first year.
I do see him come out and establish that starting role and saying, this is mine now.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
He's a dominant. Yeah. He's a dominant player.
He definitely is. I think Joe Burrow's a good thing. And I've always been a giant Joe Mixon guy. Joe Mixon's a quality fucking running back. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. He's a good running back.
With a really good right hand. I mean, that chick took it like a champ.
She was sleeping.
She deserves a belt.
She
deserves a belt.
That fucking thing.
Hey, man, that's sometimes you got to hit a bitch, you know?
Hey, yeah.
I didn't say that. Though. Jesus Christ, who am I? All right. I got a little interview I want to do with my boy Keyshawn here.
Okay.
This is what we're going to start doing for guests. I'm going to start asking them questions. I don't want you to put this up, so move that down. I don't want them to get a head start on my questions here.
Yeah, we want everybody out there. We want everybody out there to get to know Keyshawn.
So you did put one on there, but it's more of a general word.
Before these questions, I want everybody out there to know that a cheese plate or nothing was presented for me.
You're the second person.
I'm doing a podcast with two white people. I thought I have a cheese plate.
A bottle of Woodford.
A bottle of Woodford, and my wife gave
a charcuterie board.
I wanted a cheese plate, guys.
My wife gave this big thing full of different kinds of booze.
And you can't see it, but under the table, I did give him a slight hand job.
Yeah, we got hand jobs. I don't know what he's bitching about, but you're the second person.
Woodford and a hand job? Good Lord, man. Yeah, what do you want?
I mean, I'm just saying. God,
what do you want, scale?
You're literally the second person that's bitched about not having a cheese plate.
Was the first person black?
No, it was Ryan. He was drunk. Who knows? All right. So some questions for you, buddy. And right, these are going to be weird, probably. So here we go.
I would expect nothing less.
What is your favorite white person stereotype?
Well, my favorite would be the shorts in the wintertime shit, man.
The what?
I really?
Oh, the shorts in the wintertime?
I can't get on board with that.
That cracks me up. And I wear shorts. I'm about 40 degrees is where I'll start wearing shorts.
I can't rock with that. 40 degrees, put a hoodie and some snow pants on.
That's your favorite? Man. I was hoping you would say like that we have small dicks or something. I mean, you're just going with the shorts. I can handle that.
or we can't dance or anything like that.
Oh, we can dance.
But this is all normal shit, man.
I got you.
That drives me.
That makes sense. All right, here's one. Would you rather be a white person with a giant dick or a black person with a tiny one?
That's a great fucking question, guys.
That's a great question.
I'd still rather be black.
I knew you were going to say that.
And because the main thing is because even up until that point before I put my pants down, old girl going to think I got a big dick.
Yeah, but then she may run away when she sees you got a fucking
run away.
You got a head and no shaft.
That's what you got.
How small of a dick are we talking about here?
The word was tiny.
Saying, like, what are we talking?
We're talking 3 inches.
Yeah. Fully erect.
Fully erect.
We're
That's
talking.
Tough right
we're talking. Looks like one of those Halloween Tootsie Rolls, the big ones.
Yeah, the big ones, not the little ones.
Yeah, Keyshawn, you get the white privilege and the big dick.
I was about to say that. Like, damn, like
it is nice.
Motherfucker can just go jogging in peace.
I love it. As much as you guys bitch about how shitty it is to be black, none of you would switch.
Yeah, right.
I love it.
You're right about that.
I take
You're
white right. every time, to be honest. But all right. Have you had sex with more black women or white women? I know you like... No, I'm not saying... Keyshawn isn't picky. No, it's not just white and black, you know? He gets what
Keyshawn
can get.
Likes
you know
women,
what I mean?
Right.
Keyshawn likes his women. Probably more than almost anything else, as much as I know him. That's his thing. Good for him. But
so if you had to think about it...
But you definitely dipped your toe in a whitey pool. And I'm just wondering nowadays, what's the bigger number?
Honestly, don't hate me, peoples out there in the streets. The number might be bigger with the white girls, man. It might be, man. No, don't judge me.
Hey, we're not judging you.
But that would be common, wouldn't it? That'd be fairly common.
Well,
no,
I know
I
a lot of black
so.
Guys who sleep with a ton of white women.
Yeah.
If my thing is, I operate off of numbers, and if there's 70% white people in America. And there's only 12% black people.
It's true.
If you just chop that number in half to 35% white women and 6% black women. I'm just going to meet more.
Yeah, but you could stack the odds in your favor by going to a black-specific club or a white-specific club.
Hey, I ain't trying
or to staying shot. Within that community.
But, yeah, I'm just saying. I
mean, but Keyshawn moves around, man. Keyshawn knows many groups.
Well, no,
groups
that's
people.
The one thing. Yeah, Keyshawn runs with everybody. And he hangs out with everybody. So.
And he knows it's more likely for a white woman to suck your dick.
Right.
So, I mean, that's where he goes.
White women love black dick.
Percentages go up a little bit.
A lot of white women want that BBC.
All right. I'm going to. This one's another race one, of course. If you could be any other race, what would it be? Now, we said you choose black, obviously.
Right, but
just a normal. But if you had to pick another race, what would it be? Because in my head, I think most black guys would go a certain way, but
they'd go cracker.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't.
I don't think so. I think that builds up.
Asian? I want to be. I thought Asian the first thing that came to my mind.
I go Hispanic.
I want to be some exotic shit like Native American.
What do you want to be?
Somebody see me like
Native American.
But then,
I want this shit, literally people to see me and be like, I've not seen any of you ever.
Because if you went Native American, your stereotypes would automatically change to alcoholic. Won't shit. Work. That's what the Native
he
American
loves his
stereotype.
Alcohol.
I love my alcohol. And I love my gambling.
And he loves his brown whiskey. Clear. He'll do any of it.
And he's gonna
two-thirds the way there. Already,
he's gonna rise up the ranks real quick in that casino world.
That's what I'm asking you guys for. I'm asking you for give Keyshawn an Indian name.
Oh yeah.
Like running buffalo or
drinking
or giant
drinking
or
sorrow.
Like that.
That's what I'm gonna call him. Drinking sorrow.
Actually, my I was gonna guess Hispanic. Because I feel like there's some crisscross there. You know, you got like your big puns and stuff may as well have been a black guy.
That would have been my
I mean, he threw
my
out the N-word all the time.
Plus, you like,
Joe, all those guys.
My second guess.
Plus, you like to do roofing and stuff like that.
And the women are usually, you know.
Yeah, the second chick I've ever slept with was Hispanic.
That would have been my guess.
Orale. Orale, vato.
All right. Your favorite white person of all time.
We know who this gonna
be. It can't be Eminem.
We all know who that's going to be.
Be Eminem. That's funny.
Can't be a white rapper.
That's funny. Damn, it's tough, man. In quarantine times. I might have to think of like an actor or some shit. Motherfucker who I've been seeing a whole bunch of. I might have to go Jim Carrey, man.
Jim Carrey is your favorite white person of all time.
It might have to be, man.
Like if you got
Jim
to get
Carrey
rid-
has, it's either between Jim Carrey or Bill Burr. These my two. Ooh, yeah. I fucks with these two people.
Bill Burr's the rest.
Yeah, I fuck with both of those two people.
That's hilarious.
Jim Carrey,
he's
just
pretty
from
funny.
The movies, and he's funny as shit. I'm literally waiting for a Jim Carrey stand up. I am.
My favorite white person of all time, if I was black, would have to be like Abraham Lincoln. I mean, come on, he freed the slaves, and you're going with Jim Carrey just because he talks out of his butt.
Like. No, if I was gonna be any, white person, I'd be like a Bill Gates, and I'd have so much fucking money.
It would have to be opposite for you.
My favorite black person,
yeah, black person
yeah,
of all
let
time.
Let me get some black people names. Oh, who's your favorite black person?
If I was gonna be a black person, well,
no. Who is your favorite?
Yeah, who's your favorite? Not
all
who you want to be. Yeah,
all time.
Earl Campbell, without a doubt. Earl Campbell's my hero. He's my sports hero. If I was gonna take an entertainment guy.
Yeah.
I'd probably take Denzel, something
Ooh,
like
Denzel.
That. Denzel,
like
he's
Denzel.
A smooth motherfucker. Yeah. He's a great actor. I'd probably.
Come on board.
And if I was going to take a music guy, and you're going to fucking rag me for this, because I just think I love old R&B and stuff like that, but I think the smoothest motherfucker walking the earth is John Legend.
Still. With that goofy-ass wife?
I don't know about that.
Oh, dude, let me tell you something. You look in the fucking audience at a John Legend concert, these women are making soup in their underwear.
No, I
this motherfucker.
Doubt that.
I thought you were going to say Usher or somebody.
Oh, no.
I've been on board for Usher.
No, John Legend, first of all. You know,
I thought he was going to say Luther Vandross because he's old.
Luther Vandross was gay. That's why I didn't take Luther.
I'd have taken R. Kelly, man. You would have said R. Kelly is my
Luther Vandross was gay, and that's why I didn't take Luther.
I heard
Earl Campbell's my sports hero, but as far as music goes, man, you see John Legend, he walks onto the fucking stage, he sits down at the piano, and women fucking lose it, like the fucking Beatles. Not only has he got a fucking kick-ass voice.
You can't really dance to that shit.
You don't have to dance. You have to fuck to it.
You're right.
You don't have to dance to it. You have to fuck to it.
I got to dance to the shit to get the fuck into the shit.
Remember what Eddie Murphy said? Remember what Eddie Murphy said in Delirious? He said, you don't have to be able to do anything if you can sing. Women throw their pussy at you if you can sing. And John Legend can sing.
Hey, truth be told, man, I used to have a little, little something in my vocal cords back in the day. I was in choir in middle school, man. Until my voice came, man. I wish I would have stayed with that shit, man. Because I was singing panties off these hoes.
That's what works.
The panties.
Man, talk about that.
That is what works.
It does work.
And really, you can sing?
What do women get the horniest over?
That's hilarious. Fucking guys, I can never see you
songs,
singing.
Right?
Oh, yeah. You catch me drunk enough one day. I'm happy I already sit this much.
I just couldn't see you singing. I don't know. That's never been a thing I expect out of him.
But yeah.
That'd be funny.
Next question for Keyshawn.
Oh, yeah, we still got a couple more, don't we?
Yeah.
Do you eat butt?
What's eating butt? That's first of all.
Licking a butthole.
Licking a butthole.
Is it a lick or two? Is it now, you don't have all to, in the ass?
You don't have to insert it in the butthole.
But you have to run it across the whole fucking star. You have to lick it.
Your tongue has to touch the starfish.
Like one time. Maybe it's just, I'm just going
not an accident. I mean, you know.
Not an accident.
No, I mean, like you went there.
I mean, will you hike a girl's
butt.
Legs up to get to the butthole to lick it for him?
Right.
It's no accident. It's no accident when you go to a butthole. It's no accident.
Well, as of I have in my former days.
Your former days.
I ain't saying this shit is straight on the menu. I just grab some random chick out the bar and she just
straight on
poking
the menu.
Her ass up at me and I'm just looking like, bitch, what the fuck you doing?
No, we got it. I mean, we had Ronnie on and Ronnie was saying, I mean, because this get brought up because
Ronnie eats butt.
Most black guys don't eat butt. You know what I mean? Like a lot of black guys won't even eat vagina. But a lot of them don't eat butt. So I like asking black friends this, and I know Ronnie loves eating butt, and he'll go on and on about it.
Oh, he digs it like a
you know,
day
he
off.
Said,
Ronnie's crazy, though.
And like you said, Ronnie, not on the menu, I mean, he kind of agrees with you to a certain extent, where he said if he sticks his tongue way up the butthole, that means he really loves her. But if he's just getting the outside,
he did
to,
say that.
Yeah.
He even said, ladies, if I eat your butthole
right.
and the tongue goes in it, you know I really got feelings
for
it.
He's really into you. That's like his sign. That's like the guy at the glory hole that puts his foot on the other side of the aisle. That's Ronnie's trying to tell you something there. So there is different levels to that.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is if it's a girl that you're attracted to, blah, 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 and she says, hey, eat my butt, will you do it? If she's clean, everything's clean down there, lick my asshole.
Yeah. Well, but how far are we? Did I meet this chick at a...
You met her at a bar
four hours ago. And I'm like really on it. The bar is probably, 2 o'clock?
This girl's got
it's
you
2
horny.
2 o'clock. She got me full tilt. And I'll say yeah. Because yeah. I ain't gonna say no and then.
Hey, I'm a big butt eater, so I'm right there with you. I eat butt. I just like eating butt.
You just like saying it too. All right, here we got a little would you rather for just Keyshawn here, and this is different from our would you rather we're gonna have.
Oh my
god! All right,
no, this can't go anywhere good.
If you dated the girl for a while and really started to like her a lot, but found out later that her vagina was beat up and looked it, you know, it was fucking beat up.
Right.
Would you continue to date her? Stuck in that? You tell it. Do you remember?
All right. So basically,
I'm fucking this up for you.
You're dating this girl who ain't gonna fuck you right away. She wants you to
right.
wait. You're building something. You love talking to her. You love hanging out with her. You're really starting to get some feelings for this girl.
Right.
Then when it comes time for you to get physical, you pull her pants down, and it looks like a Doberman eating mayonnaise. That thing is beat up. It's got hanging lips. It looks like it's been run over by a car a couple of times. Do you still
right.
keep dating her?
No.
You like everything about her, but her pussy looks fucking bad. Are you still going to keep dating her?
No. No.
You're not going to do it?
Me personally, when I get to, if I get to that stage, it would have took a lot. So as soon as I saw that shit, that would have been.
Stayed hanging out
with all of that shit.
Because you liked her so much. She was so cool. She was everything you wanted in a girl. But her pussy's beat up. Looks like it went 15 rounds with Tyson.
How long would this have took, though? Is this over the course of a summer?
Let's say you dated her for 2 months.
2 months?
But you're really digging her.
Really digging her?
And you hadn't seen her pussy yet?
No. She's making you wait. She's making you wait.
Pussy that just
and that's one thing you like about her, that she's not fucking you right off the bat. She's
right.
making you wait for it because she's not a whore. Even if she's not a whore, her pussy looks like she was one. Are you still dating her, or are you saying no?
That's super tough, man.
It is tough.
If off the back, off the, I would just say no, because I know myself, and instantly my mind would be like, hurry up and try to get to the next business to start something new.
Yeah, but you really like this one. You really like her. You're like, you're halfway to Facebook official.
Halfway to Facebook official.
You dig this See? Girl, but her pussy looks like an Arby's beef and cheddar that's been run over by a car.
Ew. See, well, in my heart of hearts, I know what I would do. I would just string, after that happened, I was just string this bitch along while be out here in these streets looking at some other shit. I just got to. Because it's just...
out here in these streets.
You see roast beef pussy, the shit that just fucking swallow your fucking face up. That shit is just... yeah.
Looks like the predator's mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it looks just like
that. It's just like, fuck. So I'm just saying, man.
The answer is probably no.
It's probably no, but... yeah, that's a tough question. That's a tough question.
All right, we got any more questions for
him? You have one about an island or something.
All right. Oh yeah, this is one that we've touched on a couple of times.
Right.
You're stuck on a desert island for the rest of your life. You could bring two DVDs, two movies, and two albums. What are they?
Two DVDs.
Two movies, two albums.
Two movies, two albums. Well, hold on. What's the difference between an album and a DVD?
Album is music. DVD is a movie. But you can bring two full albums and two DVDs.
Full albums and, okay, so just those four things.
Yeah, you can bring two movies and two full albums.
Two full movies. I would have to grab a particular season of like Martin or some shit.
It's a movie. It's not a season. Movie. It's two movies and two albums.
Yeah, that's tough, man.
It is.
Because on one hand, I want to watch a movie. I want to watch some funny shit. So I'll probably grab, I don't know, something with Martin or something. It's more one of my favorites.
Martin, you just got to have Martin Roscoe on this Jenkins. Island.
That was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
What movie?
Roscoe Jenkins.
I don't remember any movie
Welcome
called
Home, Roscoe Jenkins. It was a badass movie with the big Green this Mile movie. Guy was in it.
I trust you.
So give me two movies, two albums, quick.
That's tough. I'll probably get like one of the Bad Boys. Okay. I got action, funny, and all that shit. Then another movie like
Bad Boys 1 or 2. You had to pick Bad one Boys or two. Two Bad is Boys better. Two, one. Yeah, two is better Boys than two one.
I like that new one.
And I don't know, probably some Adam Sandler shit or something, goddamn.
Which Adam Sandler? Happy Gilmore?
Probably Big Daddy.
Big Daddy, good one.
That's what I'm saying, man. You can't go wrong. I want to be entertained, and I want some shit that I can laugh at. It just makes the whole shit.
Who the fuck said that?
It just makes the whole shit go faster, in my opinion.
All right, now give me your two albums you're taking.
Two albums? I was about to say R. Kelly, but I ain't trying to get canceled on y'all podcast. But,
Is that Slash? Oh, my God. Is that Zach Wilde? Yes.
Anyways, I'm
what
sorry.
The fuck? I was about to say that. Like, what the fuck
showing
is pictures going on,
of, pictures of DP with Zach Wilde. All right, give me two albums.
That's funny.
Ozzy's Greatest?
I have to take one of... I'll probably take... Lil Wayne, one of those is a mixtape called No Ceilings. It's one of the best shits I've ever listened to.
All right, Lil Wayne, No Ceilings.
Great shit. And then I take J. Cole, Forest Hill Drives, man. I just take those two.
I love J. Cole.
J. Cole's bad.
Wouldn't
boy.
Be anywhere it's near my top two, but
boy.
Yeah, it's a good
those
album.
Mine, yeah, those are my top two.
That's a hard. Two is so hard.
Two.
Two is
we've
very
had a problem with like five before. And
life ain't easy.
You're right. Hey. Life isn't easy. Some people got wonky eyes.
They do.
It's a fucking bummer, isn't it? We don't want this question. I don't even.
Yeah, he answered him.
Yeah.
All right.
So that was the segment of Go Ask Keyshawn.
Yeah. I don't know if we learned anything. Oh, yeah, we learned that you eat butt if you had to.
We learned that if you have an ugly vagina, he's going to quit dating you.
Yeah, or at least cheat on you.
Yeah. Actually, he's going to keep fucking you until something better comes along.
Yeah. He's going to test his options. I mean, come on. You don't just throw it out with the
and he'd be Jim Carrey if he was a white guy.
Hey, first of all, with the
no,
that
was his favorite
shit.
White guy, not who he'd want to be.
Now, I believe the vagina gets more and more in perspective the more liquor you've had. So, am I judging this vagina at 2:30, 2:45? My judgment at 8 p.m.
The focus matters.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying this.
I will say this.
It's all relative.
I run away from the conch shell pussies. I don't like them. They freak me out. I don't like them.
I like the conch shell pussy.
I hate the conch shell pussy. And the conch shell pussy is basically just a line down the middle. There's no lip sticking out. I don't like those. If I pull your pants down, you got a conch shell pussy. I'm coming up with an excuse to leave. I don't like them. They give me the fucking willies.
Yeah,
I don't like them.
But you gotta.
No, I can't do that.
Yeah, I'm about to say like it.
No, that's my kryptonite.
That's a weird thing. You'd rather just have the just pull down the pants and just.
No,
you
know, I didn't say boo. But I want there to be inner lips poking out.
He wants a pop up book.
I want it to look like a little lotus flower or something like that. Maybe an underwater plant. But if I just see the straight line, the conch shell pussy, I swear to God, I'll make an excuse to leave. I don't like them. I do not like them.
That's a weird thing to put your foot down on.
You know what? We all have our standards. We all have our standards.
You're right. We do have our thing.
Yeah.
That's my thing. I really don't like them. They really creep me out.
You ever had a penis pump?
You know what? That's one question that's always been on my mind. I know there's... I looked it up and there's been like 25 million penis pumps sold. I've never owned one.
Yeah.
25 million? God damn.
These things are still around, and they've been perfecting them as they go. My question is, do they really work? I know what their goal is. Their goal is to make it bigger and thicker and harder for a time.
Yeah.
Not going to be permanent, but it's like you're getting ready to fuck, so you pump it up real good and then see what happens. My question is, do they really work? How do they add girth? I realize they increase blood flow and all that bullshit. But does a dick pump really work? That's my fucking question.
Yeah, it's been answered, I think, on this podcast. Or maybe it was a conversation before or after the podcast.
But I think we were talking before about...
Ryan had like 3 or 4 of them.
Dick pumps?
Yeah. Well, when his brother passed away, he inherited 3 dick pumps.
Really?
Yes. Wait. Hold on.
Hey, they were close.
Did he say they were?
Nah.
He said they temporarily
3
work.
Brothers. We ain't that close.
So if your older brother passed away, you're not going to go get his dick pumps?
I'm not going to do that.
Along the lines of the rubber thing but yeah. So he did say temporarily.
That might be more insane than the rubber.
You can clean them out. You can't clean out a rubber.
No,
well, you can,
back
but it's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing with you. Fucking bleach that shit. Yeah, you can put all that shit.
You can run that penis pump right through the dishwasher. It's dishwasher safe. It's fine.
Hey, that's a fact.
But does it work? I mean, how long does it work? Does it work just till you get it in and then, or till you come? Because if it really works, if it makes it girthy and shit, I'm down.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't do anything.
That shit might be.
You know, the question is, do they work? They got to do something because they sell a million of them.
Right. 25 million, apparently.
So I want to know if anybody out there uses a dick pump. Let me know if it works and what to expect if I get one.
I mean, those Olympic athletes get them all over the back and stuff. I'm sure a porn star puts it on his dick.
It's the same principle,
yeah,
right?
It's the same principle.
Those
just suck it out.
Sucking your thing out.
Get those toxins out of your dick.
Yeah.
I don't know if it works or not. All right, buddy. We're about an hour and a half in, Emma, so I think we're good for a Would You Rather.
All right. Would You Rather. I've got a good one this week. Okay, because the three of us, we're all big guys. So here's my question. Would you rather gain 100 pounds?
More?
100 pounds more for the rest of your life, but you'll gain 5 inches of dick, or lose 100 pounds and lose half your dick size.
Oh, Jesus.
You can lose 100 pounds right now, but your dick goes halfway down. Or you gain 100 pounds and you got a fucking hog, which is, I think this is a direct good question.
I'd lose because I don't need another 5.
Goddamn, so you'd lose the 100 pounds and your dick would go in half. So even if you're hung like a bear at 9 right now, you're going to 4.5 and well below average.
I mean, but even if I'm gaining 5, it's chicks that see that and be like, oh my, like you're not putting that in me. They just said that. I'm serious. That's just chicks. They be on that shit.
Plus, you're weighing 400 lbs. Exactly. And ain't no chick gonna look at it anyway. So you're saying you'd lose the weight and cut your dick in half.
Yeah. And half.
Half.
He said half.
Yeah.
I'm going with that route.
How about you?
Well, I'm white, so I'm gaining the weight. I'm walking away with a hog, baby.
So you're gaining 100 pounds. Yeah, and well,
you look at it a couple different ways. You're gaining the 100 pounds. You start get to use the cart inside of Kroger's. That's a fun time, right? Hey. You know what I mean?
We know people like that. We know some people who use that cart.
So, I mean, you know, there's plenty of things to gain from this. Now, if you said if I did that and I die in 2 years, obviously that would change.
No, right. I didn't say the rest of your life.
So I'm assuming, but the rest of your life now, if you gain 100 pounds, it changes a little bit.
I didn't throw in any of those little stipulations. Yeah,
the stipulation was definitely I got to still live to be the ripe old age of 75. Well, yeah, that's a good age for me to die, I think.
You got a hog.
I got a hog that whole time. Yeah, I might do the fatty.
Cool.
I don't know. What would you do?
Well, if I lost 100 pounds, I'd weigh 119. So I'm going to go with gain the weight.
Yeah.
I can do 319 with a giant dick. I could probably go to the gym and get the arms up and the chest up. And, you know, there's a lot of 300-pound guys that women still find desirable.
Well, no, you can't lose the weight.
No, I'm talking get in shape with it. I could be 300 pounds but get some big arms.
I guess you can, in your theory, proportion the rate to build muscle instead of fat or something.
Yeah, that's a big difference there.
Yeah. Because I used to weigh 90 pounds more than I weigh now.
Yeah.
And I was fat as fuck, but I still got laid.
Yeah.
So I'd probably go back that way and be fat as fuck. Hopefully the personality gets me laid, and now I got a giant penis to go with it. So I'm going that route. Nick, if he had a choice, he lost 100 pounds, he'd weigh 18 pounds. So...
So, I weigh about 60. Ah! Yeah, yeah. I look like Anne Frank.
Miggy said he'd lose the half and get an Asian mail order bride.
You don't need to lose or gain anything to get that, Miggy.
No, but they wouldn't care at that point. Yeah, you know, funny. He got to be skinny, and they wouldn't care about his little dick. So he's a thinker, you know. So
hey, how's our song coming along?
I don't know. How's our song going along, Miggy? You can write on there. I don't know what he's been doing. They opened restaurants back up. I'm sure he's been fucking busy.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if
Hey, Miggy, I'm going to come to your restaurant and give me a grand slam with extra white toast and a lot of butter.
Speaking of restaurants, Mayor Cranley says that this is a warning to all the restaurants and bars out there that are not following the rules. Just saw that online.
Who gives a shit?
And I told you they were going to go out tonight, and they're going to fucking be looking for people that are fucking around.
Yeah.
Well, then get the fuck out of Cincinnati. People party in Norwood. Norwood lets you do anything. It's Norwood.
Yeah. hit the mounts. Mount Lookout, Mount Adams.
Mount Adams is still Cincinnati District. You need to get outside of Cranley's reach. You know what I mean? Once you get out of the city of Cincinnati, then he has no call over that. You know what
I mean? That's
true. He's just in a very small area. Or just stay home and fucking hang out. Calm down, guys. It's not that exciting out there.
Lots of options. It's
the same shit as it's always been.
Yeah.
Joke of the week.
Got a joke of the week.
I got a joke of the week, and this is a good one. I'm going to do it for my friend Keyshawn.
No, racist joke.
It's not racist.
I'm just joking with you, dude.
All right, so Bill and Hillary Clinton are laying in bed fucking one night. Because I don't like Hillary. And Bill and Hillary Clinton are laying in bed fucking one night, and he goes, hey, I was talking to my friend Barack Obama, and I want to show you a trick I learned. So he stands up, walks over to the bedpost, and starts beating his dick right on the fucking corner of the bed. And every time he fucking smacks it real hard, it gets a little bigger. It gets a little bigger. So then he goes and he jumps on top, where he sticks it in real fast, and he pulls it out real slow. Sticks it in real fast, pulls it out real slow, and it's getting bigger the whole time.
All right.
So he decides, hey, I'm going to fucking try this the next time, see what happens. He goes into Hillary, he jumps on top for me, sticks his dick in real fast, and he pulls it out. Sticks it in, pulls it out. He goes, hey, honey, you noticing anything different? She said, yeah, you fuck like a black guy.
Ah!
Hillary's dipping her toe in the water.
That's funny.
You think she's in the guys?
I think Hillary's a dyke, but
Jesus, I didn't.
I think Hillary's a closet dyke, and you know the only.
Watch the pantsuits that you say that.
I just like he doubles down on it.
I think the reason she's a dyke is because her fucking husband was cheating on her their whole fucking marriage, and he just turned her off to fucking.
A lot of chicks get cheated on.
But there ain't no men that are gonna fucking Hillary even on a rebound. I ain't fucking Hillary with your dick and Jason's butt pushing.
She looked all right back in the day.
I'm about to say that.
You're looking at her 65, 70 years old now. I mean, like, you know.
Okay. He cheated 12 years ago. He cheated 12 or 13 years ago. She didn't look great 13 years ago.
She wasn't the greatest. I think I still would have fucked her over Monica.
Oh, no. Monica Lewinsky, let him shove a cigar in her snatch. I want the freaky girl.
Yeah,
Hillary would be lights off with the fucking missionary position.
Lewinsky got fucked by a cigar butt.
Bang me with this fucking Havana. I mean, I want the freak. You know what I'm saying? I want the one who says, let me blow a load on the lapel of my red fucking dress.
I get you there.
That's what I want.
As opposed to the dead fish. Give it to me one more time.
That's what Hillary would be.
I don't. Yeah, you're probably right about that.
Yeah,
looks like we get about an hour and a half on a full charge.
Cool. Well, hour and a half's enough.
Yeah, it works, but I mean, it's kind of annoying at the same time.
Guys, big thanks to my man Keyshawn here for being our guest tonight.
Thank you, Keyshawn, for coming out on a Saturday night. You're missing out probably on some sitting on people's laps in the banks. Or are you still going to hit that?
Hey, what time?
Yeah, it's not even midnight. I'm sure that's where you're dropping them off at some bar.
Am I dropping you off at a bar?
Hey, however, the bar yesterday closed at midnight. And I was
midnight?
Yeah, but it was Thursday. Or no, it was Friday.
Friday.
What bar was this?
It closed at midnight.
What bar was this?
I lost my shit. All of the banks.
All of the banks, huh?
All of the banks closed at midnight.
Believe me, they don't want to do that. Obviously, they have to. They want to make that last 2 hours of drinking in.
Tom Stanforth is not fucking Hillary at any point, it looks like.
I'm not either. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Tom. I'm not either.
I don't blame you, buddy. It's all right.
I'd fuck Tom Stanforth before I'd fuck Hillary.
All right. So we did this on a Saturday night. Tomorrow is my anniversary, so I want to give a shout-out to my wife for putting up with our shit all the time.
And she does.
She bought me a nice little Shut Up Cincinnati bottle. It is the shit. This shot is for her. This is 8 years tomorrow. Who the fucking thought I would be together with anybody for 8 years? Well, we've been together 13, but 8 years married. So thank you and happy anniversary to me.
Thanks, guys.
And her, I guess.
We'll be on YouTube. Subscribe, please. I'll say it one more time. Please subscribe. We need about 30 more to get our own YouTube channel. We're almost there.
Yes.
Help us out.
Yeah, you guys have been great helping us out so far. We just need 30 more. That's it. I don't give a fuck if you like us or not. Just subscribe. Give me my number.
Carmen says, fuck off to Keyshawn about the amenities.
Oh, she was mad about the cheese plate.
That's all I wanted, man. Cheese plate.
I'll remember that. Maybe I'm going to have to go get a fucking cheese plate for the next guest. The next one, not you.
Fuck. pop up over this motherfucker. Like, hey, just have this cheese for me, goddamn.
You got some Gouda?
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you if this is racist. So every time that I buy Gouda cheese,
right,
I put it in my cart and I go, nigga named Gouda. Can I do that or is that against the rules?
I'm going against the rules.
Because it's ludicrous. It's a song.
I'm going against the rules.
But every single time I do it, is that a no? Not allowed doing that? It's a song.
You'd be more allowed to do it than I would.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, but still.
But you're still teetering on that line, man.
Can't do it? God damn it, man. You know, my wife said the same thing. All right. No more singing at the grocery store.
Just no more singing. No singing ludicrous.
Yeah, ludicrous can get you fucked
that
up.
That sucks, man. Well, at least you can't even sing songs.
Eastgate's Kroger's. Go to Price Hill Kroger's or some shit.
I ain't doing that. What do you mean?
I'm just saying. If you make out of it unscathed, saying that in Price Hill Kroger's, that's what I always say.
I do the look.
Don't make me the litmus test on what white people can say to black people. I'm saying, I get you there, man.
Yeah, but
go to the hood. The hood is for everybody.
If you go to the hood, because I've been to the hood with friends.
Right.
There's always a few token white people scattered in there that are pretty much given a pass on everything.
I don't think they're giving a pass on that.
No, no, no. No, these people aren't giving a quote-unquote pass. It's just because I've been having these thoughts. All right, I'm going to ask you this question.
Yeah.
Do you trust any white person that just hangs around black people? Because I don't trust a black person that only hangs around white people. I just can't trust them. If I ask you that, if a white person came around you and it was looking at you all funny shit, it was like, hey.
Well,
every time you see this person, it's literally only black people around.
Well, I got to say
that blows me.
Coming up from the club days, one of my better friends only hung out with white people, and he was a black dude. It wasn't by choice or anything. That's just who he happened to be friends with. But I never, ever saw him with a black dude. Actually, no, he has no facial hair.
Oh, there you go.
I'm on board with Jay over
I told you about this guy. He was huge. He was shredded. He was a fucking god phenomenal athlete at Winton Woods.
Oh, he's the guy with the little dick.
With the tiny dick. Now, the thing about it is...
You ain't speak... This guy sounds like the worst dude ever.
No, he's right. One of the coolest dudes you ever meet in your life. And it wasn't that he didn't like black people. Just all the friends that he had happened to be white. Yeah. So everywhere we went, he was literally the only black dude with us. But he didn't do that because of any kind of racial issues. Right, he just did it because those happened to be his buddies.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you grow up.
I understand that.
But no, I trusted him
100%. But I can't meet you and you be like, hey, yeah. Only people I ever knew was white people, so that's why I only hung out with white people.
And his family wasn't stuck up black, down with black people. They weren't like that. Right. They were normal people that did normal jobs. I think his mom was a teacher, and I think his dad worked at some factory or something like that. Whatever. They were good people. But it just so happens that the people he happened to become friends with were all white.
I was a token white guy down in Louisiana. I was just the people that was just hanging
around. You lived in Harlem in Louisiana.
But no. I'm saying it's easier for me to trust the one white guy who hangs out with all black people than the black guy who hangs out with all white people.
I disagree with that. And the reason I disagree with that
is
the one white guy who hangs out specifically with nothing but black people is a phony and a faker, and he's trying to look black.
Well, where he grew up there.
He grew up. I mean, that's that what could I'm be. Well, the white people I'm talking about.
That's a different story. But I'm talking about if somebody grew up around white people,
or like,
and decided he was going to be
a fellow that all both of us know that used to work with us that would go down the hall and not talk to white people, but they see a black guy go, "What a player!
Yeah,
ain't that beautiful?" Guy? That's weird to me. I don't trust that. You know what I mean? Because that guy's not from the hood.
I think if you grew up in a neighborhood and you grew up with certain friends, I don't give a fuck what color they are. Those happen to be their friends, so I don't care.
I think if you grow up that way.
I mean, because last time I went to the hood, I think shots rang off and I was the only person that looked nervous and shit. I was looking around, everybody was still playing cornhole. I was like, God damn, anybody else gonna fucking get with me where I'm at? I'm ready to duck for cover. Y'all still beanbags in the air and shit. So I'm just saying. So yeah, it's all relative.
It's a different thing.
Yeah, but we all know the white guy who wears black clothes and tries to be black.
Yeah,
that's the guy I don't trust because he's not being himself. If you're yourself and your friends just happen to be black, I don't think of two things about it.
I agree with that. I got a lot of friends like that.
I get what you're saying exactly. It's a different thing.
No, you like who you like.
Yeah.
And if you happen to like, your friends happen to be black guys, I don't think you're trying to put yourself in their crowd and trying to pretend you're black. And just like my buddy, it just so happens he went to Winton Woods. So it was half black, half white. It just happens that the guys he got along with and the guys he hung with were white. So I didn't think anything about it.
I'm just upset that I can't sing my Ludacris song to my cheese.
No, you can't.
In the Kroger cheese aisle. And I disagree. There has to be some kind of rule here on this. I'm just supposed to skip every time I sing along with these songs? I got to skip words? Sound like a dildo?
Yeah, man. But see, but the funniest part about that is, last time, this is probably January.
And listen, I had to be so comfortable with someone before I would ever do that to begin with. I'll sing along to Dr. Dre with my wife. Yeah. You know what I mean? But if Keyshawn's in a room or any of my other black friends, it's just like, I'm skipping that word. I'm going on the next one. You know what I mean? But if it's just me and her versus just me alone, of course I'm fucking singing the song.
But that's different. Your case is different.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about songs.
Your wife really is whiter than me.
I'm only talking about songs.
But you know what's funny between, say for instance, me, you, and your wife went to Kroger's.
Yeah.
and we walking down the aisle.
You guys would both be followed by that guy with the bad toupee, and I'd be fine.
I'm just saying, like, say we was at Eastgate,
yeah,
and some white dude came down the aisle and just called your wife a nigga.
Yeah.
Who would have to punch this guy?
Well, me.
That, no.
I mean, hopefully would you?
That's what I'm saying.
If you call my wife that, yes.
No. Yes. No. I would have to punch this guy.
Well, you should help.
This motherfucker would look at me instantly. No, I'm saying it would happen.
Was it a hard R?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, the hard R's really get you.
If it's the hard R or not, I'm just saying. I don't know this motherfucker. No. We ain't with that shit. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
like,
no, I agree with
I'm
you.
I'm saying, like, everybody, like me, I would look at you first, like, hey, you gonna let. But I'm already going to be on.
Yeah, I would not let someone say that to my wife in front of me. I mean,
that's
that would
what
be
I'm saying. You know. But, like, I had this conversation with some other friends who said, like, I would have had to be a person to step up.
Why?
In interracial relationships, if I'm the black person in the group, either the guy or the girls, black or white, or no matter how you change it up, I'm the person that got to be like, oh, nah, and if
was this
not,
another black person that was
talking
about
this? Well, because that word is offensive to your whole race of people. That's why. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That word is offensive to you and every other black person.
Well, I mean,
in America,
I can see him getting mad too, but I still think it's the husband's fault.
I understand that, but like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just tough.
But I think honestly, what I think would happen if that was the case, I think Jason would probably get him on the left side, and you'd get him on the right as he was falling.
I think I'll fly. I have had a hard time, like, not people not knowing my wife was black, and then dropping that word, or just, you know, my wife, you can throw her completely out of it. I just get uncomfortable when I hear that word. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucking like, ugh. Like, you know, what are you? You know, it's like people that are from the past. I don't even understand them anymore. Yeah. But
it's 2020.
You know, like, you can try to take my wife out of it, but it's hard to do that. We've been together for 13 years now. So if I hear that word, it does mean a little bit more to me than if I was just a white dude in general.
Well, it's just the fact that someone's being negative and aggressive towards your wife.
But
for him, it's a different reason.
I've confronted people, but I've never punched him. But if they said it directly to my wife, that's a whole different story. You know, so that's.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's never happened. Thanks.
It's never happened around me. That's why I just want to throw that out, because I was just talking about this.
She's been called it many times. She grew up in fucking Claremont County as a black person. So, I mean, she's heard it. You know, she's had I think some kind of cross burn in her yard or some shit like that. She had her neighbors killed all of her dogs because they didn't want black people living on their street. So, I mean, she's had dealt with some really gross racist shit out in Batavia and stuff, and she lived way out there on the east side. But, you know, I've never had to be there when it happened. Thank God.
You can't run away from that shit, man. It's everywhere.
But fuck all y'all. I'm still singing on my cheese. Give a shit.
You ain't singing your cheese.
Tell me what
I
can do.
you were just told by a black friend that you're not allowed to sing that.
And I respect them, but go fuck yourself. I'm singing on my goddamn cheese.
Guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe. And we'll be back later in the week for episode number 30.
Yes, sir. Take care, guys.
All you ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. All you ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. Just do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Right now, lick it good. Suck this pussy just like you should. My neck, my back, lick my pussy and my crack. My neck, my back, lick my pussy and my crack. First you gotta put your neck into it. Don't stop, just do it, do it. Then you roll your tongue from the crack up to the front. Then you suck it off till I shake and come. Make sure I keep busting nuts all over your face and stuff. Got me making so much love, so lick it now. Lick it good, suck this pussy just like you should. Right now, lick it good. Suck this pussy just like you should. My neck, my back. Lick my pussy and my cry. My neck, my back. Lick my pussy and my. You might roll dub, you might have cheese, but fuck that player, get on your knees. Bitch like me moans and screams. Real thug misses know what I mean. At the club so fresh, so clean. Unit on my face.
so mean. Gotta pick which man I need. Real thug, better satisfy me. Try me, player, I'll make you see. Them bitches ain't got shit on me. So lick it now, lick it good. Suck this pussy just like you should. Right now, lick it good. Suck this pussy just like you should. My neck, my back. Lick my pussy and my cock. My neck, my back. Lick my pussy.